Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting 76-20, the U.S. Senate approved a bill to keep the government running. Technically, the federal government was out of money, and the Office of Management and Budget had stopped shutdown preparations. The measure that's been passed by the Senate tonight keeps the government going until March 14th. Earlier, the House overwhelmingly approved a funding bill. Two previous chances failed.
It came after billionaire Elon Musk and President-elect Donald Trump blew up the bipartisan deal to keep the government funded through March. Musk called the bill a crime, bloated with waste, threatening Republicans who supported it would be voted out of office. Trump demanded Republicans add something unrelated, a provision to raise the so-called debt ceiling.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. This is a weather issues to start holiday travel.
We've had rough travel from the Great Lakes into the Northeast today. Few inches of snow in the interior, rain and snow along the coast, although Boston snow has been enhanced by ocean effect snow and the coastal low. This all moves out by tomorrow morning, and then it's all about the Arctic air that's pouring in. That'll spark the lake snows from Cleveland to Erie, Buffalo, and Syracuse. A few inches of snow possible, but it's all about the coldest air of the season. We're talking sub-zero wind chills in northern New England. It'll feel like 8 here in New York City on Sunday morning, down in the 20s. In Atlanta. The good news is we're going to thaw it by the holidays.
ABC News meteorologist Lee Goldberg. President Biden and the First Lady went to Children's National Hospital trying to spread some holiday cheer to the sick kids.
Folks, you know, this is a tough time of the year. But it's going to get better. We've been here. Christmas time, we've been here as patients as well. And so keep the hope.
The First Lady read the classic poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," to the kids. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Allbush Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team came back last night to eliminate Texas A&M 3-2 in the NCAA regionals. The Badgers will play Nebraska Sunday at 2 p.m. carried on ABC TV. The Cornhuskers beat the Badgers twice during a regular season. NBA, the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks today in the NBA Cup semifinals as the tournament gets underway in Las Vegas. Baseball, the Brewers say it's a good deal. They traded away closer Devin Williams to the New York Yankees in exchange for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez, infielder Caleb During, and for cash consideration. The 30-year-old Williams was with the Brewers for 6 years. NFL, Packers headed to Seattle to face the Seahawks tomorrow night. Defensive back Jair Alexander, still dealing with a knee injury, was not at practice yesterday.
Why wasn't he there?
Just based on what I saw over the last couple days, didn't feel like he's ready to play.
So will he be out then this week?
Yeah.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to zero. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 20s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s. Dry and low 30s Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
It's 9 below right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Yes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. And just take a look at my one sheet here. Ah, there we go. Why is President Musk endorsing Nazis? I get it. You know, some people call him the space Nazi and all that. But, you know, I always thought that was tongue in cheek. But last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, he posted, "Only the AfD can save Germany." The AfD is the party Alternative for Deutschland, which is basically a neo-Nazi party. And so this is, and Trump seems to be, you know, now going after the European Union also. Now, keep in mind, the AfD is the party that Putin likes. And we know that Trump and, we hear from the Wall Street Journal that Trump and Musk have been talking to Putin for the last couple of years, back channel. And here's Donald Trump posting on Truth Social 4 minutes after Elon Musk endorsed AfD in Germany. Trump posts, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by a large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it's tariffs all the way." Which is, you know, I mean, this is shaking the politics of Europe. Gideon Rockman, who is the chief foreign affairs commentator for the Financial Times. I subscribe to the Financial Times, have for years. I read his, anytime Gideon Rockman writes something, I read it because he's solid. He said, Musk's megalomania grows apace. He's clearly trying to engineer a far-right revolution across the Western world. He's now backed the AfD. Before that, he backed Reform in Great Britain. The Reform Party in Great Britain is the anti-Brexit party and the one that's most closely associated with the hard right. Back to Gideon Rockman. And he's the dominant figure in Trump world. He'll clearly get behind Le Pen, you know, another kind of neo-Nazi. Joni Ascola, a Finnish geopolitical scientist, analyst, she says, Musk seems focused on destabilizing Europe while strengthening Russia and China. He will support anti-EU candidates as much as possible. Germany should be prepared, as he has already started influencing elections by openly backing the pro-Russian, pro-Chinese, far-right AfD. What the hell is going on here? I mean, this should be quite concerning, frankly, to all Americans. And to the world is concerned about this. Meanwhile, you'll recall Joe Biden, you know, when he came into office, he said that he wanted to eliminate student debt in the United States. Republicans, I believe it was 16, I forget the number, it was something in that neighborhood, some teen number of Republican attorneys general, state attorneys general, sued him and took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't just eliminate student debt. And so he's been doing it piecemeal based on a piece of legislation that was passed back in 2007. This was a Barack Obama initiative called the Public Service Student Loan Forgiveness Program. And basically what it is if you've worked for a certain number of years for government or for an approved nonprofit, then you can have your student loans wiped out after you've made your regular payments for 10 years. And so he's using that now to, he's already approved $180 billion in student debt relief for 4.9 million people. And today he's announced that tens of thousands of public servants, estimated 55,000 people, will receive $4.28 billion in student debt cancellation. This is, you know, very, very good news for people who are burdened with student debt and who have been working in the nonprofit sector or working for government. So good on our president, Joe Biden. He's still doing good stuff. So what's on your mind? Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Scientists discovered a new dinosaur. It's called T. Rump. A sore ass dawn.
I get it.
Okay, I guess my point, the reason I called, I wanted to say corporations are just an extension of rich owners. Years ago, corporations were regulated to not harm the public. Mm-hmm. Now, they are subsidized by huge tax dollars that make the rich richer and harm the public.
I agree.
We need to re-regulate corporations, and we need to take the money out of politics.
Completely agree. The challenge is how to do that. You're never going to have that happen with Republicans in charge because they are all pro-oligarchy.
Yeah, and that's why we need to start now for the next elections and start supporting Democrats and start preparing for the next elections and also support groups like Move to Amend and ACLU and voting rights groups and all that.
Yep. Completely agree. Well said, Chris. Chris, thank you very much and happiest of holidays to you. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday. Long time speaking with you. Something very personal and hurtful happened in that I accepted a new position. Got hired right in my initial interview. It was for a driver delivery specialist for a major auto parts retailer. And because of my background in oil, gas, chemical, biogenic gases, they offered me the job on the spot and even gave me more money. Well, unfortunately, they assigned me to a trainer, a 45-year-old guy that a dubious character who listened to the music at decibel levels that you couldn't speak. And seemed to want to sing to every song as if he was a karaoke bar. And what made it worse is that while he was behind the wheel of the company vehicle, he was texting on his personal phone and talking. And
holy cow.
I finally brought it up to a manager who thanked me and said, yeah, I did the right thing. Got sent out. And I just said, can I be with someone who's more safe? Got sent out with the guy again. He lost his temper, told me to shut the F up. Told me to go get another job, said, you told on me, I'm a valued employee, and you can go, you know what? And I was so surprised and unnerved that I called my boss and I said, you know, this guy is threatening me, and I don't feel comfortable or safe. So as it turns out, I ended up bailing out, and I took light rail back in Vancouver from Hillsboro, you know our area. Mm-hmm. And anyway, the manager said, you did the right thing, and please write a statement. Long story short, I'm the one that got terminated.
Yeah, of course. And, that's often the case with whistleblowers.
I know. And, you know, I had a former friend said, well, you should have kept your mouth shut. And it's like, no, I'm a professional driver. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm concerned about safety and liability. And as I told your kind screener, you know, trickle-down economics has always been a fallacy. But I believe, and this happened right after a week after the election, but I firmly believe now more than ever that trickle-down evil is alive and apparent. And you know that. Your mm-hmm. listeners know that. Good is bad. Right is wrong. Truth and justice don't matter. And I was so distraught, Tom. I was ready to jump off the ledge. But thank you for a few people that cared and music kept me going. And so I'm hanging in there. And I always appreciate your program, and I tell people left and right about free speech television. And I will survive, as they say. But doggone, man, you know, to get terminated from a job when you didn't do anything wrong is just not right.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I absolutely agree, Charles. And that, yeah.
Can I say one last thing, Tom?
Sure.
I don't know if you can say, but I ask people to boycott O'Reilly Auto Parts if they can. So thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Charles. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
I wish you the happiest of holidays. I realize it's going to be a tough one.
You too.
Thank you.
Yes.
15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment here on the program with Talk Media for the Sane Ones.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Nothing much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. But with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor an insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you at for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/THOM.
Fill the air with peace and calm. Tree was harmed, they let the forest.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. John in North Chelmford, Massachusetts. Hey, John. Thanks for listening to WCAP. What's up?
Hey, Tom. this has to do with, it's a little arcane. I think I said that one time when I mentioned the fascists trying to silence ham radio. And this has to do with the woman that President Musk, Vice President Vance, and his little, Vice President, his little imp Vance, put this woman in, former Fox News person, and I think what she's going to do is look at all the Voice of America radio stations around the world, screen its old technology, get rid of them. Everybody can stream. No, they can't. You know, the people in the jungles, you know, not everybody walks around with a computer.
So, well, and the same is true in the Russian Federation.
Oh, exactly. And what's going to happen is China Radio International has gone nuts with their transmitters. And so that's what people are going to listen to. And I just think it's nuts. And I know it's, like I said, it's...
Well, this happened during Trump's last presidency, as he replaced the head of Voice of America and, you know, that whole system with a right-wing crank, and they started changing the news. They started putting a right-wing spin on everything that we were saying.
Oh, yeah, this will be Fox News International.
Exactly. And, I mean, this is what happens these days when you elect neo-fascist Republicans to the White House. Or to anything, for that matter. I mean, they hate democracy, these people, and they hate America.
Oh, I agree 100%. I really do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to say 73, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John. 73's back at you, and appreciate the call. Steve in Gresham, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Steve.
Oh. Hi, Tom. So with all these people leaving, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Uh-oh.
Leaving what?
Okay. All these people that say they're going to leave the country because Trump got elected reminded me of a movie called Duck, You Sucker. Are you familiar with the movie?
I'm not.
Okay. Sergio Leone movie, takes place during the Mexican Civil War. It stars Rod Steiger as a Mexican bandit, illiterate, and a James Coburn as an Irishman who's a diamond. And they get sucked into the Mexican Revolution.
There's one scene in it where the Irishman is sitting reading a book, and the Mexican comes
over. Steve, you need to get your mouth near the microphone of your phone. You just faded out on me.
Oh, my phone's doing weird things. I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah, it's doing really weird things now. You still there?
Oh. All right. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, Steve, we'll have to have a conversation another time. I'm sorry. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I do wish progressives would stop trashing the Democrats all the time.
Yeah, me too.
A guy called in. Huh?
Me too. I agree.
Guy called in talking about the Democrats haven't done anything. Yeah. Remember, 51 million jobs versus the Republicans seeing 0 million.
Yep.
If you can't get that in your head, and you're still trying to run around trying to claim that the Democrats and Republicans are the same, there's something wrong with your head.
Yep, agreed.
10 recessions versus one. Something's wrong with your head if you're calling a radio station and saying the Democrats and Republicans are basically the same.
Amen.
I'm one of those people who watch the stock market, as one of your other callers said,
mm-hmm.
and I still think the stock market is broken. However, it has reverted back to what it normally does, and that is when the NASDAQ and S&P 500 and the Dow, the graphs look like sisters, not twins, sisters. They're mm-hmm. they kind of have the same shape for 12 weeks. The Dow just took off on a different tangent. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to you about this before, where it appears that somebody was forcing the Dow to match Donald Trump's Dow. And today is one of the first days that seemingly has stopped happening. I'm not sure what I can do about that. I'm thinking about calling the FBI to see if somebody can investigate if our
I would not advise that, Larry.
Pardon?
I would not advise that. But
I'm trying to do this before Donald Trump becomes president. I know he's going to become president anyway. I'm trying to do it before he becomes president. And I don't really care about any right-winger out there. I've been getting death threats for 20 years because of the things I see on the radio. Mm. They don't scare me.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. Larry, thank you. Thank you for the call. And good luck with that. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of this break. It is Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting 76 to 20, the U.S. Senate approved a bill to keep the government running. Technically, the federal government was out of money, and the March and the Office of Management and Budget had stopped shutdown preparations. The measure that's been passed by the Senate tonight keeps the government going until March 14th. Earlier, the House overwhelmingly approved a funding bill. Two previous chances failed.
It came after billionaire Elon Musk and President-elect Donald Trump blew up the bipartisan deal to keep the government funded through March. Musk called the bill a crime, bloated with waste, threatening Republicans who supported it would be voted out of office. Trump demanded Republicans add something unrelated, a provision to raise the so-called debt ceiling.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. This is
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks fall in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Cavaliers 124-101. Milwaukee fell behind by 11. At one point, they were down by 36 points. Damian Lillard did not play. He has a strained right calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We were flat early. You know, actually contemplating not playing anybody in the second half, honestly. I just thought we were flat, tired, whatever you want to call it. You know, tonight, there's no barometer. There's no read on tonight's game. I'm just going to say that. We learned nothing.
The Bucks are back on the floor tonight at home against the Washington Wizards. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Saints. Wide receiver Christian Watson on adjusting to the winter weather at Lambeau Field.
I mean, we're out here playing football for a living, so I mean, we gotta find a way to enjoy it, and we definitely do. I mean, when you're standing and still for a little bit too long, you're thinking in your head, oh, this kind of sucks, but I mean, when you're out there playing ball, it's definitely fun. Just don't stand around too long.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to zero. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 20s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s. Dry and low 30s Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
It's 9 below right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Today, advocacy and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my name, Hartman with two N's, to 511-511. FFRF.us/Hartman and join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text fees may apply.
On the runway, Santa's team's on display. Bandita's here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay, that's organic.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, happy Freya's Day.
Yes, 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 the goddess of love, and for which Friday is named after her. Yes, yes. Okay, Tom, a little vacation from politics momentarily. An idea for a gift of service, pushing people that are shut-ins in a wheelchair. I was in Holland in the Netherlands 20 years ago, and I was in the city of Silversum and in a park talking to a Dutchman, and I heard this singing, and I looked up and down a side street. Here came a parade of, I counted, 25 wheelchairs where volunteers were pushing these people to give them an outing. They were shut-ins, people in nursing homes and people that lived in homes that couldn't walk. And talking to this Dutchman, he said, yeah, this started out as a group of retired people that needed something to do. And not all the people that were in the wheelchairs had wheelchairs, so they had some volunteer wheelchairs. But it was not limited to retired people. There were other volunteers, but they would make these outings to push these shut-in people out, come to the park and push them around in the outdoors. And they were singing and happy, and it was a sight that I've never seen. It might be a way for some here in the United States, I don't know if such thing exists, but retired people to organize these outings for shut-ins, and just as an idea of a gift, you know, to make the world a better place.
What a sweet idea, Keno.
Well, it was beautiful to see the 25 wheelchairs coming through the park with all these volunteers pushing them, you know. And I've done it with a few of my older friends that were shut-ins, and just take them out to go around the streets and around the block. And it means so much to them just to get out of their being confined. And sure. So that's an idea as a gift for people. Maybe we got to think of ways to make the world a better place, and that's one little idea.
God bless you, Keno. That's great. If you learn anything more about anybody else doing anything like that, that's the sort of thing that could become a movement if it had the right leadership. By the way, go ahead.
And especially for retired people. I've got a few retired people that they can't figure out what to do with their time now. And this Dutchman in the park, he says that, it started off with retired people, something to do to go make the world a better place. And then it increased, so they had, beyond just retired people, other volunteers would come that were able to push these people in wheelchairs.
Right.
And
I get it.
It was a beautiful.
I get it. So Keno, you always, on Fridays, you always wish me a happy Freya's Day. Freya, of course, the Norwegian goddess, you know, one of the Norwegian goddesses. My apologies if I've asked you this before, but do you practice any of the old religions?
Yes. Well, I go to the Unitarian Church, and we have a group that practices and gives honor to pagan practices, but all pagan practices, and that one especially, since most people don't know that Friday was named after Freya, which was this Norwegian goddess. And so I just want to bring it to people's consciousness that we still have a connection to our pagan past.
Well,
and every Friday when we use the word, and of course, Thursday is named after Thor, and Wednesday after Woden, who was Odin. So the pagan influence is still with us, and we got winter solstice coming up here in a day or two, and
thank you, Keno. I think the winter solstice is tomorrow, because tonight is the shortest day. Today is the shortest day of the year, or tomorrow, I guess, would be. Keno, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and happy holidays to you, and good talking to you. Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I'm just upset that we have laws against treason and sedition and subversive activities. 18 U.S.C. Chapter 115, it spells it right out about advocating overthrow of the government and seditious conspiracy, rebellion and insurrection. It's already the law.
Right.
And then we have the Article 2 of the Constitution. And here we are. And plus, all the facts have been collected in the case against Donald Trump, ready to go. And here we are, 1 month before he takes control. What about citizen rights? Yeah. We have a right to hear that case before he becomes president.
Which case are you talking about? There's several.
The January 6th.
Oh, okay. Judge Mershon.
Yeah.
Well, we heard the case. I think we have a right to see a sentence.
I'm also talking about the Jack Smith case.
Yeah.
It's ready to go. It's ready to go, and we can't even hear it.
I think Jack Smith should, and we don't know that he won't, I think that he should put together a report detailing everything that he was going to bring into court, essentially, and saying, here's what I know. Jack Smith report, kind of like the Mueller report. He needs to do it before the Biden White House leaves. He needs to do it before January 20th so that it's all on the public record. And I sure hope he does that. I mean, I see no indicator that he is, but I see no indicator that he's not. So he's been very, very good. No leaks come out of his shop, which is just amazing. Contrast that with Ken Starr, for example, who is just constantly leaking stuff.
Well, our situation right now is totally against the intention of the founders.
I agree.
And here the Supreme Court, they seem to go back to, what were the founders thinking? Well, they were not thinking this.
Yeah, that's BS. That's just an excuse that they use when they want to change the law in a way that comports with their belief of how America should be or what American law should be. But your point is well taken, Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much, and happy holidays. Donna in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Love you.
Thank you.
I have two of things that I'd like to, inaccuracies that I'd like to correct.
Mm-hmm.
One, a gentleman called earlier regarding J.D. Pritzker being term limited and that he was going to run for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Illinois is one of 13 states that does not term limit their governor.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to know because he seems quite happy as governor, and he's doing a damn good job.
Yeah, right. And I think he's great. And I just wanted to make sure that gentleman, realizes that was not true.
So if Dick Durbin doesn't run for re-election, who's going to replace him?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I have no idea.
I'm with you. I think Rahm Emanuel is trying to set himself up for it. That's my sense of it right
now.
Oh,
God, I hope not.
I agree. He's terrible. But apparently he's been a good advisor.
I think he wouldn't win either. I don't think he would win a primary. So.
Yeah, I suspect you're right.
The other thing I wanted to say is I realize that this is a nit, but this is something that you say frequently, and it's not quite true, okay? And that is that when Trump had the Russians in the Oval Office, that he did that like the first week of his
It was the first month, wasn't it?
No, it was like around May 10th.
Oh, okay. So it was four months.
So, it's not, I realize, like I said, this is a nit that you say.
No, thanks for correcting me. I appreciate it. I knew it was early in his administration. I thought it was much earlier, but thank you for that.
Yeah, because remember, it happened the day after he fired Comey, because he was telling the Russians that he had this problem, and he got rid of the problem.
That's right. You're right.
Remember?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. So it was closer to, it was right around May 10th that happened.
So it was the week of my birthday. My birthday is May 7th, so that maybe that'll help me remember it. that he did that in the week of my birthday. Donna, thank you. Thank you so much, and I wish you the happiest
of holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas back to you, Donna. Thank you so much for the call and your family. It's almost in a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour, and I'll continue picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? You know how frustrating that can be? Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. Which, don't give up on the diet and exercise, but you heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of my favorite supplements. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get it, go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
It's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Liberals, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Dan in Chicago. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. A couple weeks ago, you called for the Democrats to wage class war against the Republicans and the power structure in the country. I think you're a little bit ahead of yourself. The Democrats, of course, they wage war and get the superdelegates, lobbyists, and political consultants out of the convention and off the DNC.
I'm all in favor of that, too, Dan.
Well, you should be pushing that. That has to happen first.
Yeah.
They block all kinds of progressive programs. They block progressive candidates. They sabotage progressive candidates. It's been a disaster.
I agree.
They're responsible for the retrograde positions that DNC takes.
Yep, you're right.
They're unelected. They're disappointed by the leadership, and it serves no good purpose for us.
I...
Republicans don't do that. The Republicans, the only all I tell you, the Republican conventions are the state chairs and state treasurers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're all of us are elected.
Yeah.
Then we Democrats don't elect all of our delegates.
Yeah.
But we let the corporations rule the DNC.
Dan, I can't argue with you. And okay. I have taken that position in the past, and I will continue to. The Democratic Party needs to purge itself of these parasites and these, corporate influences within the party. I can't disagree. Thank you. Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I've got a question. Since everybody's wringing their hands and clutching their pearls over the potential shutdown,
mm-hmm.
I've projected into the future when Trump actually becomes president, and he usually means what he says. And he says he's going to be a dictator, but only for day one. Now, supposing he doesn't stop at day one and continues to be a dictator, does he need a Congress? Does he need a Supreme Court? Does he need anybody? And certainly, I'm not the first one to think of this. Is it going to be like Russia has their elections, or like Hitler had his little group, which Trump is, sort of amplified by his cabinet? So What is your opinion?
I think a better analogy is probably Hungary, but close to Russia. But I think you're right, Jan. And to the best of my knowledge, there's never been a dictator in history who only was a dictator for one day. I mean, once you seize that power, it's very seductive. It's very hard to let go of. So I suspect we're going to see an awful lot of stuff being, you know, that he's going to try to do an awful lot of stuff by executive order. It's going to be a lot of legal challenges. A lot of stuff is probably going to end up before the Supreme Court. They will probably go along with expanding the power of the presidency, which may backfire if Democrats can take back the White House in 28. But for the moment, it's going to be very uncomfortable.
I just want your opinion on that. I really don't see very rosy times ahead, given the Supreme Court.
I'm with you. Jan, thank you very much. Yeah, the right-wing billionaires have largely taken over the country, including the Supreme Court. Absolutely. Jim in Fairchance, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm worried about my relatives over there in Poland and Slovakia. Mm-hmm. With Putin and all these things going on there. But I have a hard time talking to them. But I just want to hit you with this, that the Polish national anthem is the title Jeszcze Polska nie zginęła. And that means Poland has not yet perished. And I think over there, my dad was in the service in the 50s during the Cold War in France and Germany. Mm-hmm. There's Putin can do what he wants to do, but you're not going to let France, England, and Germany now them intervene in Poland. There's just something. That's not going to happen.
I think this is why Putin is supporting Le Pen, why Putin is supporting AfD in Germany, Le Pen in France, you know, why he's supporting the Reform Party in the UK. Putin is supporting all these and his trolls and his social media thing, along with Elon Musk and X. They're all supporting these far-right movements because they want to end democracy in Europe. Democracy in Europe is a very uncomfortable thing for autocrats and dictators like Putin. And President Xi and Mohammed bin Salman.
Hey, Tom, did you ever hear Stalin said something here? Now, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on this. But trying to put communism on Polish people is like trying to put a ballet slipper on an elephant's foot.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that one. But it's probably true. Jim, thank you very much. Yeah, the Polish people have a strong streak of independence, and right now they're very concerned about Russia. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Tad Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a simple way to reduce the burden on property taxpayers. Have the legislature go back to paying its fair share for special education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government shutdown averted. I'm Mike DeBusky. The Senate has passed a bill extending federal funding, and while it still has to be signed by President Biden, a government shutdown has been avoided for now. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on what's in the funding bill.
This measure extends agency funding through March 14th. It bolsters the Disaster Relief Fund and Farm Aid. It pledges full federal funding to repair the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, but it sets aside controversial automatic pay increases for members of Congress. And it does not include provisions insisted upon by President-elect Trump to raise the debt ceiling. House Republican leaders say they tried that Thursday night and it failed.
The final Senate tally on that funding extension, 85 in favor to 11 opposed. The Office of Management and Budget in a statement says it expects President Biden to sign the legislation within the next day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a good bill. This is ABC News.